Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jones had just 129 yards rushing this season. Jones, pump. Russell downfield. Intercepted. Sliding catch made by Hyde for the pick. Micah Hyde, second team All-Pro, and what a play.
No doubt about it. One of the signature plays of Micah Hyde's illustrious career, and especially here in Buffalo in the perfect game, the playoff game against the Patriots just a few years ago. And the safety joins us on the West Hur hotline right now. Micah, it is awesome to talk to you. It's Sal and Joe here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us today.
What's up, Joe, man? How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great,
good.
Man. Doing great. Is that when you think back of moments, and I know it's not about individual moments or accolades, but we all have them, right? I mean, that pick right there off Mac Jones, is that one of the first that comes to mind for you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, throughout all the plays I've made in my career, that was definitely that top playoff. Interceptions are always worth double. We say that a lot. And then just, you know, kind of the way that season played out and how that New England game early in the season went, and then getting a shot at them in the playoffs. Just the way that whole thing played out, that's definitely one of my favorite plays.
Sal, he did score a spinning touchdown.
I know.
So that did happen.
You know what's funny? We debated playing that highlight or the one against the Dolphins on the kick return. That's another one, man. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, to this day, you know, I just thank the guys in front of me for holding those blocks so I can just go up and get the ball and trusting them they were going to make their blocks. So I wasn't going to get touched. So, you know, kudos to them and just was able to make an amazing play.
Hey, Micah, I know, you know, Bills fans would love to see you making more plays in a Bills uniform going forward. And we're here to talk about the softball game. It's coming up on May 19th. We're going to do that in a minute. But if you can just give us an update on where things stand with you. We talked with Brandon Bean yesterday and Sean McDermott. Yeah. Brandon said he has been in contact with you, but he's not quite sure exactly what your decision and where you are with everything. And then everything will flow from there. So can you give fans an update on where you are right now as far as your career and, you know, playing in the future?
Yeah. I talked to Bean the other day. It was a good FaceTime. You know, maybe last as soon as he answered, you know, Josh was on the FaceTime, and you know, we were just able to laugh and you know, just joke around for a second. But you know, we just talked about life. It was nothing really too deep into football. You know, he asked me how I was feeling and everything, and I said I was feeling great. You know, I wake up every morning. I actually just got done. It's 8:30 here on the West Coast, so I just got done with a workout, and you know, I continue to do that. I enjoy working out, so. I let him know that and saying, you know, I'm always going to be in shape, but as far as my decision to continue to play, I just don't know yet. You know, I feel like if I was, you know, a young guy, single, you know, out there just trying to put a little money in my pocket, obviously the decision would be a little bit easier, but, you know, I have a family that I got to look out for. And, you know, this is kind of a big decision to, you know, get back to move, you know, back to Buffalo and doing all that type of stuff with the family, bringing the family in, along and school and, you know, just all that type of stuff. So you're just trying to fill it out, just going one day at a time. And, you know, if, you know, training camp comes or the season comes and there's an opportunity for me to you know, put on the Bills uniform, that'd be awesome. But at the same time, I knew that last season was going to be a difficult season physically. And in return, you know, the physical side, you know, just having the stingers and stuff like that kind of made it a little harder on me mentally, which I wasn't really, I didn't think would be the issue, but it kind of was. So, you know, just going a day at a time. I'm sorry that this is a long, drawn out response that really just comes down to, I don't know. I hate to say that, but it, you know, it really, that's what it is. I don't want to cheat the game. I understand that. You know, there's a lot of you know, people involved in my decision, whether it's, like I just mentioned, my family or even the Bills organization and, you know, Sean and the players on the team and stuff like that. There's a numbers game and all that that goes involved with my decision. So I'm trying to make the most informed decision possible and that's where I'm at, taking a day at a time.
Am I right, though, hearing as you lay that all out, that it might be more about it's more of a mental decision for you as opposed to you still feel like you could play if you get to the right mental spot?
Look, man, the competitor in me, I'm always going to feel like I can go out there and spin it a little bit. Like, I already know, like, I'm a very competitive person. I know that I can still play at a high level, yes. But like I said, physically, you know, last year took a toll on me for sure. I just I knew it would be tough coming back from a neck injury, and those stingers, man, they started to get to the point where I didn't want to feel those anymore. Let's just put it that way. So it was a long season for me, and I'm trying to process, still kind of, I guess, process that, but move on and get myself in the mindset to possibly play again. But you know, if that time doesn't come, then, you know, it is what it is.
Mike, is it just Buffalo if you decide to do it? Or would you be open to going somewhere else if you decide you want to play, but, you know, things don't work out numbers-wise and roster-wise with the Bills?
Listen, I'm always going to be a Buffalo Bill. I would love, if there ever was a time for me to, you know, put the pads back on, then I would for sure want it to be in Buffalo. You know, I don't see myself putting any pads on anywhere else, moving my family to a new city and starting all over. Like, that sounds, to be honest, that sounds like a lot, especially this late in my career and how old my kids are and my, you know, having my wife do all that. You know, I'm just trying to look out for my family in general. So, yeah, I feel like if anything, it'd be in Buffalo and, you know, maybe one day that might happen.
There's been a little bit of an emotional challenge, I know, for fans this summer and spring, really, Micah, about all the changes. Trey, Jordan Poyer, obviously Stephon Diggs trade happening recently, Gabe Davis. I don't need to list the names, but is it sad for you to look at all the changes and know that, like, it's kind of the end of an era?
It's two things, I guess. One thing, yeah, it could be a little sad just because, you know, there's a lot of guys that had their hand in, you know, changing this organization for the better, you know, going in there every day, working their asses off and trying to win a Super Bowl, and not just trying to win a Super Bowl, but, you know, being good people, being good dudes in the locker room and you know, having those awesome moments after wins. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Did we lose Micah? Lost me.
Nope, we didn't lose you, Sal. I think he just cut off for a second.
Okay, that's good. I think we lost Micah. We're going to get him back. Micah Hyde joining us here on the Western Hotline. We'll grab Micah again. We have to talk about the softball game. That's what we want to talk about. And, you know, but interesting, he says right there, he really only wants to play in Buffalo. Now, does that mean he necessarily would totally close the door to anywhere else? Probably doubtful. But we have Micah Hyde back on the Western Hotline right now. I think, Josh, I think we're getting Micah back. Sorry,
yeah,
Micah. I think our...
Not yet. Right, we're getting almost,
him right
almost
now.
Got
I got
him,
you.
Now we go.
There you go. All right. There you go. Sorry about that, Micah. We cut off on it. That was our probably on our end. But go ahead. Joe was asking about the emotions of the changes in the locker room.
Yeah. I was just saying on the first hand, the first part being, yeah, it's a little sad. And I'm just seeing all the guys put in the hard work. And the second part was just, but it is a part of the business. You know, I've been in the league long enough to know that you gotta, you know, kind of get young and, you know, start a little fresh throughout the season or beginning of the season. So, yeah, it's just part of the business.
Okay, last one about the changes, and then we'll get to the softball game, I promise. You were here in 2017. You were one of the first guys to kind of change the culture of the locker room. Obviously, new leaders have to be born. You've seen a lot of these guys come up. You've seen the corners come under you and the safeties who are, you know, coming into that role. What's that like to have to kind of step into that new leadership role of a new iteration of the Bills, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's just all about being yourself. Just be yourself, and, you know, there's a ton of – to get to the level of NFL, you know, you got to be some type of leader and – in some type of sense, you know, you've been a captain on your high school team or college team or whatever it may be. And, you know, I think as long as you be yourself, just go out there every single day and work your ass off. And then at the end of the day, just love on one another, trust one another, no matter what the leaders are going to, you know, they're going to push forward. And, you know, there's already some guys in that locker room that are going to lead that team. And, you know, that's the least of my worries. But, you know, to have a team like we had the last couple of years, I guess, with a bunch of veteran leadership, it'd be good to get some fresh faces in front of the team and some new voices and some different perspective, and it'll be good.
Well, we appreciate all of your time on that. Let's talk about what's happening May 19th. Because you've been such a leader, it doesn't matter that you're not on the Buffalo Bills roster right now, as you pointed out on social media. The softball game is still on, and we're looking forward to a fantastic game. It's going to be brought to you by Nortown Automotive, which, by the way, is also a sponsor here on the Extra Point Show on WGR. Tell us a little bit about, you know, putting this together and what it's meant to you over the years for your Imagine for Youth Foundation.
Yes, Sal, you know firsthand, man. You've been in attendance running the mic for all those years.
Yep.
And I mean, it's an awesome event, man. It was something that we were, just, you know, towards the end of the season, we're like, you know, are we going to be back in Buffalo? Did we keep the softball game? And ultimately through, you know, the whole foundation, my whole family, everybody was like, yes, like we have to throw this game because it's so important to all of us. And we do so much, it's so important to the community. We're able to give back in so many cool ways. Whether if it's a children's hospital, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club, whether it's, you know, back to school drives, backpacks, shoes, all types of things that we do in the community of Buffalo. So we knew we had to put it on. We're super excited for it. Magic for Youth, Lammy Sports, Northtown stepping up again. It's always going to be big. The guys, you know, we got some cool gifts set up for them, you know, because, you know, these guys are working their asses off during the week, and on the weekend they have time off, and, you know, we're asking them to come play in a charity softball game. So they're dedicating their time to this game. And so, you know, we're going to also donate some of the proceeds to the Guys Foundation, you know, the players on the team.
That's awesome.
To give back to them, to, you know, basically say thank you for participating in this game. So, yeah, man, we're super excited, man. I can't wait to get back to Buffalo and get out there and, you know, mess around and joke around with the guys. And it really is a cool family event for not just the community, but for also the players and their families. You know, we want every, you know, all the guys on the team to bring their wives, bring their girlfriends, bring their kids, bring their families, come out for hopefully a nice day on Sunday afternoon and in May, and just enjoy the laugh and enjoy being together.
And how about the tailgate? That was a big deal last year, and it's going to be again this year. You guys are actually going to make it even bigger this year. In fact, I've been told closing down Swan Street in front of the stadium to make a big block party event. Michael, what's that about?
Yeah, you know, that's the Bills Mafia way, right? Like you gotta find a way to take it next level for Bills Mafia. And last year we had that tailgate experience. We didn't really know how it was going to go. And we heard nothing but great feedback. So now we're just going to shut down the street. Everybody come, hang out a couple hours early before the game. And Bring your kids. There's a whole bunch of stuff to do, a ton of stuff. I'm sure my kids will be out there having fun, running around. And yeah, man, it's going to be a great day at the ballpark.
In terms of tickets, they usually will sell out, right? Like, so I know we got a month here, but maybe would there be advice to fans, like, get on this quick?
Yes, get on it now. The tickets, yeah, the last year have sold out. Last year they sold out. The year before was pretty close to selling out. So I know they try to do day of, but, you know, that might be limited. So I would say hop on now and try to get some tickets. And they're all different range of prices. We try to make it so that obviously anybody in the community is able to attend. I would definitely recommend getting your tickets now.
Instagram, it's at Hyde Charity Softball. So everybody who's listening on Instagram, at Hyde Charity Softball, that's where you can get your tickets. And yeah, for sure. It is a fantastic day. And Micah, just from a personal standpoint, you said it in the outset. I've been there with you for the last few years. Buddy, I just appreciate you, you know, in your group allowing me to be a part of this in the MC. I have such a great time with it every year. My family comes. We have a great time with it. So you and your lovely wife, Amanda, your family, got to know your dad a little bit over the years. So thank you for, you know, allowing me to be a part of it, because it's a special event here in the city of Buffalo, especially for a guy here like me who grew up here.
No, and I mean, we know how much, you know, you just mentioned how much you appreciate. We know how much the community appreciates. But I think every single year it's been, you know, and just an amazing opportunity for, you know, my family, Amanda and I, and our kids and our family and the Magic Youth, which is also our family. And, you know, Lammy Sports, who we're pretty close with throughout the years, who we got pretty close with throughout the years, that, you know, we're able just to put this event on for the community, just to show how much we love the city of Buffalo and how much they have done for us. You know, I became a man there. We got married there. We had kids. So it's a very special place, and we want everybody in that community to know that. And this, you know, this is just an event that we could put on to show our love to the community.
Did you have something to do with when you go to the ticket page and scroll right below buy now? There's a nice little reminder there that the defense has won all three games.
You know what? You know what's funny is I haven't seen that yet. I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't seen that yet. You know, the offense was a little hot last year, saying it was rigged. You know, maybe I'll play a little more neutral because, you know, I'm not necessarily on the team right now. It is my charity softball game. You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it kind of bothered me a little bit that it's the Micah High charity softball game. I wanted to make, like, you know, the Buffalo charity softball game, but since everybody knows it as my name, then I was like, okay, I guess we can keep it still. It's kind of like, you know, makes me feel a little, I don't know, conceited in a sense.
No.
I don't know. But,
yeah.
Yeah, the defense is up 3-0. I'm sure the offense is going to say that was rigged, and, you know, defense is probably going to win again this year.
And of course, you said it right there, and I understand where you're coming from, but you guys do a lot for the other players, donating funds to participating players' foundations. It is presented by Northtown Auto. Micah Hyde on the Western Hotline, but also, Micah, you are a very big traveler, and I haven't heard yet, because we usually see you around this time of year. Are you and Amanda going anywhere? Have you gone anywhere? What have you done for vacation this year?
You know, we got back out to San Diego, and, you know, the weather has been, you know, I'm talking about San Diego. I'm sorry, guys. I call this champagne problems. You know, I know how Buffalo is not always the best weather, but it's been a little rainy out here. So we've kind of just hunkered down in the house, and, you know, we'll probably head to maybe to Mexico a few times, maybe get the kids to Hawaii. But other than that, we're just, you know, chilling as a family and enjoying our time together, and watching the kids just sprout like weeds, man, growing too fast, that's what's sad. That's what's sad, man. Seeing our kids grow just way too fast.
It happens. I know. I'm in the same boat. Yeah, it's great, but also it kind of sucks too, right? You'd like to keep them the same age and the same size. Hey, before I let you go, real quick, NFL owners meetings, the hip drop tackle. I'm curious of your thoughts on that. You've always been a guy who's spoken about, you know, from a player's perspective here in this league and what you think. There's a big challenge coming up for the defensive players.
Yeah, Sal, this is this is ridiculous to be honest. You can't, you know, I'm 200 pounds at my heaviest. You know, mostly on game days, I'm probably at 196. I'm trying to tackle, you know, these tight ends that are 260 pounds that can run 4.3s now and can jump out the gym and, you know, all this type of stuff. And now you're asking me to you know, not do the hip drop and kind of prepare myself how to tackle these guys. Like, it's impossible. The game is way too fast. The game is way too violent. Like, you can't think or else you're going to get hurt. And so that decision that was made is it, to be honest, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And so, you know, it's already hard enough to play defense in this league. You can't touch the receivers when they're in the routes, balls in the air. It seems like, you know, it's offensive pass interference on almost every single play. So it's already very difficult. And I'm biased because I'm speaking defensively. Yeah. And so now you put stuff like this out there for guys, and it's making the game, you know, incredibly hard. I missed the 9-6 final score. I know the NFL doesn't like that. they want the high points and all the touchdowns and all that type of stuff. But, you know, I feel like one day it has to start to slowly move back to that. It has to, you know, the NBA can't be a foul on every single play. The NFL can't be a pass interference on every single play. It's getting a little, soft out there, Sal. That's all I got to say.
Micah, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. We're going to look forward to that softball game on May 19th. I want to remind everybody again, Hyde Charity Softball on Instagram. Not only were ticket information there, but also confirmed players. I asked Josh yesterday about coming back, about trying to win back that home run title that he lost last year. He said he's planning on doing that. So there's going to be some fabulous players and fabulous people there. And thank you very much for being a part of it and bringing it back to Buffalo, buddy.
Of course, Tom. I appreciate you guys having me. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right, thank you very much. That is Micah Hyde, the charity softball game on May 19th here in Buffalo, New York. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here on a Friday on the Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.